the building that he was in is older than I am. Oh, I can hear you, big fatty. I can just hear you saying your snide comments. That is, if you're not passed out from the booze, and or even if you remembered how to turn on your computer, because I know that you have difficulty remembering even the simplest of tasks. Oh man, did I just step in it? How deep did I just step in it, huh? Trying to slam somebody and fucking up so badly. How deep did I just step in it? I think it's about up to my knee, and it's got pinworms in it, don't you think?
Oh, my Lord Jesus!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 191 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 29th of October, 2008. And today I have remembered to plug in the snowflake microphone. And I've got some surprises. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I'm just watching the television, and they're showing these giant beach balls that were in the street somewhere, and I don't understand that. I thought that Big Fatty had the market on the giant balls, but maybe not. I don't know. Y'all, I apologize for the, no, I don't. Fuck it. I apologize that Big Fatty was stupid and didn't plug the snowflake microphone. I'm not going to apologize for the sound quality because, you know, sometimes it's just going to suck. So, anyway, y'all, did you hear the poor old sea hag at the beginning of today's show? I'm telling you what, she is quick to point the finger, but what she doesn't remember is that when you point a finger at somebody else, they're three pointing right back at you. So when there's a thumb, we're not quite sure what it does when you're pointing the finger. But anyway. But y'all, Big Fatty was sitting in the office at the coal mine today, and the UPS man came in and said, "Big Fatty, sign here." Oh, Lord, y'all, Big Fatty has received something from the Amazon.com, and it is addressed to Big Fatty, so I know it's not work-related. Now, I have untaped the box, but I've not looked inside yet, and now I'm going to open it up for you, and we're going to see what's in here. All right, let's see. Here's the packing slip. It usually says who it's from on there, and it just says from one bacon lover to another. Huh. Doesn't say who it's from or anything. All right. Well, that's kind of odd because usually it says on there who it's from. All right. Well, this is from one bacon lover to another. And we know Big Fatty loves the bacon, y'all. All right. Let's see what this is. Oh, my gosh. Y'all. Oh, my gosh. Y'all, who did this? Oh, my God. Y'all, it's a flip camera. Oh, my gosh. Y'all, that's one of those things on the Amazon wish list that is just kind of there for giggles. It's kind of like the computer being there. But, oh, my gosh, y'all, it's a flip video camera. Record 60 minutes ultra series. Y'all, I am taken aback by this. I'm trying to open the box if you can't tell. I am taken aback by this. Well, thank you, bacon lover. Y'all, I just, wow. What will you see today? Shoot anything. Oh, Lord. Share everything. And it's a little black flip camera. Oh, and it feels kind of soft. It's kind of got like a velour cover on it or something. I don't know. Case. Y'all, I can't believe this. Y'all, this may be a first. Big Fatty has had a loss for words. I'll have to go through here and figure out how to do it. Lord, some other electronic that Big Fatty's got to figure out how to do now. Well, y'all, well, thank you, bacon lover, whoever you are. Y'all, I think this goes beyond a random act of kindness. This is a random act of bacon loving, of fat loving. Y'all, I really don't know what to say. And it doesn't... Let me look again on here. From one bacon lover to another. Huh. And it doesn't have... Normally it has an address on here of who it's from, and it doesn't have that on here. I don't know. Is there anything else in the box? No. Y'all, have you noticed that they don't use the packing peanuts anymore? They now use these bags full of air. And it's kind of like what Big Fatty is, a bag full of air. So, anyway. Well, thank you, bacon lover, whoever you are. Y'all, I think that because of this immense, and I do mean, and this is, I mean, did I receive this because it's Archer's birthday month? I don't know. Y'all, this is truly this is bigger than a random act of kindness. This is a superior random act of kindness. And so I'm going to have to say that today, the 29th of October, has got to be a random act of kindness day, y'all. We need to all go out there and do something nice for the bacon lovers in our lives, I guess. Wow. This is not very interesting podcasting, but I really don't know what to say. Well, maybe I should just say let's play some Memory Lane music. All right, y'all, I don't think many of you are going to get this one today, but your clue is, oh my goodness. My goodness, did you recognize the theme to the Paul Lynn Show? It was a short-lived ABC television series starring Paul Lynn that was on from 1972 to 1973, and the show starred Lynn as the father of a family. That's a stretch. That consisted of his wife and daughter. Critics perceived the show as a derivative of All in the Family, then television's most popular primetime program. Lynn's over-the-top comedic talents were largely wasted in a too conservative and straightforward role. Chemistry between the main characters was somewhat lacking, and many episodes had the misfortune of ending with the predictable crescendo of someone falling into Lynn's pool, an event somehow funnier the first five times they used it. The Paul Lynde Show only lasted one season of 26 episodes opposite the first half of the top 30 hit The Carol Burnett Show on CBS and the top 20 hit Adam 12 on NBC. However, Lynde continued as center square with great success on the Hollywood squares for years to come until its cancellation in 1981. Now, y'all, do you remember other roles that Paul Lynde played? One of my favorites was when he appeared on numerous episodes of Bewitched, and he do you remember the character he played? Uncle Arthur. And anyway, he was also on the TV show Temperatures Rising, which only lasted 1 year as well. So that was the Paul Lynde Show. I remember watching the Paul Lynde Show, but I don't really remember the fucking Paul Lynde Show. So anyway. Y'all, I am still sitting here goggling at the flip camera. Big Fatty is going to be touching himself. Oh, Lord, y'all, does this mean I have to start doing videos? Are y'all ready for videos of Big Fatty? I don't know. The bacon lover obviously is. You know, maybe I'll take a picture of me cooking bacon. Hey, how about that for a video? Ha-ha! Okay, y'all, I have ordered two advance purchase tickets to the Coastal Carolina Fair that opens on Thursday, so Larry Klein and I are going to go to that. Maybe we'll take the flip camera to it. That would be good. And so we will be eating out at the Coastal Carolina Fair, which means Big Fatty will have the indigestion. Maybe I'll take the Gas X in the car with me. Because, you know, we don't stay long. We get out there and we get our eating done and we walk around and look at the carnies and the hot white trash boys and then we come home. And, well, we eat some more first, but anyway. But we don't... Ooh, excuse me. We don't stay too long. By the way, y'all, I heard that fart I did on yesterday's show. It was actually much louder than I... Excuse me. I had lasagna for lunch, and it's swimming upstream on me, to tell you the truth. You'd think it was salmon. Now, y'all, I'm going to play a voice letter for you that I received today, okay? Now, I got this today, and... it's from Anthony out there in the San Franciscos. But, y'all, I swear to you, Anthony is either cray-cray or he is just fucking with Big Fatty's head. But it's a different voice letter than the one I played on yesterday's show. But just listen to this again.
Hey, Big Fatty. You live in California. I'm just wondering, you know, facts to you, what are coming out of your butt? But anyway, just wanted to tell you, I just had gallbladder surgery about 2 weeks. And after that, the next day, I was feeling all bloated and all that kind of crap. And then I would just, you know, like move around in bed, just making sure, you know, intestines were working right. And I would have huge, huge farts that everything went through. And I had like about 4 huge, incredible farts. And I thought about you. So, there you go. Well, you know, with my gallbladder, it's like, why? Forget it. Bye.
Now, y'all, I don't understand that at all, because that is almost as if Anthony was reading this voice letter from a script, because he said it almost word for word of the thing that I played on yesterday's show. And, y'all, this came in after yesterday's show. So I don't know. And it's not a full moon. It's not, I don't think. But, however, we are getting near the end of Archer's birthday month. And, by the way, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but it's a gay Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy.
Y'all, with Gay Christmas, how could it be Gay Christmas if we did not play the NSYNC Christmas? music, so you know. And speaking of NSYNC, y'all, Miss Lance Bass did well on the Dancing with the Stars last night. However, the big news on the Dancing with the Stars last night was that Lynn Goodman, the head judge, was not there, and I'm not sure what happened. But they had Michael Flatley, who does the river dance, the river stomp, whatever it's called. He was there, and he filled in for Lynn Goodman. And I hope to hell that they throw Cloris Leachman off, because I think she's embarrassing now. So, y'all, speaking of gay Christmas, Miss Wes out there at the Live It Up podcast, she is going to put on her green makeup, either that or maybe, oh gosh, eat some of this lasagna I had for lunch. That'll make you green. But anyway, he is going to be putting on his green makeup and his witch's outfit. And he is going out on the town with Glinda the Good Witch, and he's going to be the Green Witch. And and they are going out and just witching it up. Maybe they're going as Witchy Poo, I don't know. But they are going to do that. And now Ryan Starr Jones, the cum dumpster, he has invited himself over to the Super Bee and Michael Cantaloupe's house, and they are going, he and Jason and their husbands are going over there to the Super Bees and watch the Super Bees scare the small children that come to the door asking for Halloween candy. And let's see, who else is doing something for Halloween? Michael in Stuttgart says that they do not have the Halloween there, and Arthur says that the Halloween is not popular in the New Zealands, as does Scotty, because, you know, that's too American. And let's see, who else was talking about the Halloweens that I've listened to? I don't remember. By the way, Miss West says the most horrifying thing outside of Halloween is Big Fatty. So, and I can't disagree. And just wait till the flip camera starts getting used, Miss West. It's really going to be horrifying. Y'all, speaking of that, Big Fatty has gone over to the Amazon wish list here recently and just updated it. Threw away quite a few of the things that were on there that weren't moving. They weren't moving. So Big Fatty has updated the Amazon wish list in case, you know, you want to go over there. If you're a bacon lover and you just say, hey, Big Fatty, I'm a bacon lover too, and here is a basket of something. I don't remember what I've put over there. There's some kind of book about a marine. There's a Wizard of Oz book over there. And let's see. Oh, yeah, the folks up in Columbia with the dubious intentions, they had a friend in town from the San Diegos, and that person did not know Miss West. So I'm just not quite sure what's going on with that. I thought everyone knew. Oh, dear Gussie. I thought everyone knew Miss West. So I'm crushed. And y'all, evidently Miss West is getting to be more of the Big Fatty, let's go have a good time. I'm ready for Miss West to come for the barbecue tour, because, y'all, he started drinking heavily. And that can only mean good things for Big Fatty. Kind of like the new flip camera from the Anonymous Bacon Lover. Y'all, don't forget that today is a Random Act of Kindness to a Bacon Lover Day. So get out there and make it fabulous. It's Hump Day, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.